This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What happened when the tell-all cameras stopped rolling? Plus, Jenny spotted ring shopping, and is Cole trying to get Larissa deported? All that and much more coming up on 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Hello, 90 Day fans, fanatics, news hounds, we're all of those things. Welcome to the show that covers the week's top 90 Day news headlines. We are talking about what's going down with the cast and much, much more. Thank you all so much for joining us live. A ton of you hanging out in the live chat. I see some of you got your wine going already. You're in Croatia from England. Everybody wants to talk about what is going down with this crazy cast. My name is Christy Olson, and here to chat with me today about all things 90 Day is the host of all the 90 Day Fiancé after shows right here on 90 Day on AfterBuzz TV. 90, it's Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I've been good. I've been very, very good. Crazy week as always.
Yeah.
And lots of news as always. It's unbelievable. It's
crazy. And a busy bee hanging out with the cast. So we are going to get to that in just a little bit. But I thought first, you guys want to hear about what went down after this tell-all that kind of exploded the internet this week. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys are going to talk about it on your after show. But there was a lot of people saying that it wasn't quite the drama promised.
It wasn't at all. I was surprised how dull it was. Like, it looked like an upgraded set. It looked like pretty fancy. But I felt like some of the questions that we've all wanted to know were not addressed. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that they talked about, like with Corey and Evelyn, was just kind of like pushed aside. You know, we're going to break. Really? Like, let's get into it. Let's actually get into it, because that's what the tell-all is supposed to be.
Well, we do have part two to look forward to next week. But the cast continued to get into it, just for you, Linda, on Instagram after the tell-all aired. So we are talking about Evelyn and Tiffany here. We all saw their men get into it. Corey went in hard on Ronald. Ronald gained his composure after a quick moment. And the ladies kept this feud going on Instagram, with Evelyn posting an implication that Tiffany is a bad mom. Mm-hmm. She said something along the lines of, maybe I'm a bad girlfriend, but never a bad mother. And Tiffany asked her to kind of clarify that in a blue Instagram. I think we might be going backwards on those, Jen. But Tiffany responded, of course, she's not going to let Evelyn call her a bad mom. And she was like, hey, you need to think before you speak. And can you clarify this? Are you calling me a bad mom or not? Tiffany also, you know, she is so sweet always.
Yeah.
And she said to Evelyn, I understand that you're getting a lot of hate right now, but, you know, don't deflect that onto me, girl.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She gets a lot of hate because she spews a lot of hate. Like, why would you ever say someone was a bad mom? She's not a mom herself, so she's not really in a position to say anything. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I had a post up, and I think it's, like, completely appropriate. I was like, you know what? That's like calling the kettle black. Here you are with your own issues, cheating rumors, all of this stuff, and then you're trying to tell Tiffany how to be a mom. Like, right. Work on your own relationship. How about that?
Absolutely. And speaking of Evelyn's own relationship, we got a little clue about maybe who won out in her heart after the tell-all. Raul, of course, professed his undying love. And guess who Evelyn was taken in the tell-all with?
The said Raul.
Good guess, Linda. Raul and, of course, her new BFF, Laura. But I think that's huge. You know, we saw what went down between the three of them on the tell-all. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to current times. That was 2 months ago. And Evelyn's still hanging out with Raul. So what is going on here? Corey also posted like 3 days ago that he will always love Evelyn. But that could just be storyline stuff.
And it was interesting when he talked about, yeah, we're going to plan our wedding. It's 6 months down the road. And she was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, you have to learn the language. She basically said that he was too fat. Like, Are you kidding?
And I'm sure you guys are going to get into all that nitty-gritty stuff on the after show a little later tonight. I want to take a second and welcome Kaylin to the live chat, her first live chat ever. Everybody's hanging out. You guys seem to be wondering what was up with Corey going after Ronald. Kaylin said Corey showed up and he has some balls. Cindy was said, what was up with Corey going after Ronald? Yeah. We did see kind of a different Corey.
Yeah, it was a little weird. It was a little weird. Like, that didn't even seem like it was his personality, but I mean, who knows? We'll see more on part two.
We absolutely will. And they're not the only ones who are keeping all this drama going after the tell-all.
Yeah. So Devin and Lita. So it's Devin, Lita, Laura. And basically, Devin is feeling that she is being bullied. And she doesn't name names because she wants to keep, like, their privacy. But it's either Lita or Laura. And she's basically saying that these cast members have been going after her, talking trash about her, saying that she's a bad mom, all of this stuff. And Lita apparently babysat for her one day. Yeah, she'll babysat for her for one day and then goes along different 90-day Instagram pages and, like, talks crazy about mm-hmm. Devin, saying that she's a terrible mom. I babysat her kid, and her kid is this and that and this and that. And literally is going in on someone who's supposed to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Now, then Devin talks about Laura and the infamous abuse claims of Aladdin. And she basically says that she knows that it's a fake. She knows it's not true. And she was basically trying to deflect attention off of another cast member, and we already know that that cast member was Jenny. Mm-hmm. So when all that stuff was going down with Jenny and Sumit and all of that, she decided that she was gonna not only do this to deflect
Laura,
yes, Laura, not only to do that to deflect away from Jenny, but to then say a bunch of other things about Aladdin. And I think that this is what we're seeing in the tell-all, with that tension between them and him wanting a divorce from her.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I saw over the weekend was Devin and Lita seeming to be in cahoots against Laura.
With this one?
Yes, that Lita had released a text message claiming that Laura texted her the photo, infamous photo of Laura with a black eye. And then Laura's response saying that Lita was the one who actually created this faux pic and was circling it around the internet. Devin seemed to be backing up Lita and even went live and called Laura a liar.
I mean, that's... sounds crazy to me. I did not hear that. But it's along that whole line of...
Everybody's lying.
Everyone's lying and everyone's feuding. And, you know, who's fighting who now? Your team, you know, Lita, then your team Laura, and then your team whoever. Like, they tend to side with whatever's going on that week, I feel, in social media.
I agree. Easy's in the chat said, Lita wants that 5 more minutes.
For real. Facts. Facts.
Nikia says, leave Devin alone. Oh, in her leave Britney alone voice.
Yeah. I love Devin and Jihoon. I think they're a cute couple. But I've always said that, so... yeah.
Well, let's get a little update on what's going down with Jenny and Sumit as well, since Laura was allegedly trying to take the heat off of them. There's still a ton of heat on those two, as we saw Jenny crying, and we still don't know if Sumit's going to show up for part two of the tell-all. However, huge clue dropped, this was last Thursday, on the social meds. A jewelry store worker claims that Jenny and TLC cameras came into her store and purchased a ring. Okay, Jenny filming ring shopping. Yes. The clerk didn't know whether the ring was for Jenny or for Sumit, but production did pay for it, and it cost a whopping $100. So apparently these two still going strong, still filming. A couple of the cast members have confirmed that there's some sort of a catching up with them, kind of a special, even after the tell-all. I forget what they called it precisely. But so apparently that's what we're going to be seeing Jenny doing.
I is all I have to say. Hasn't she been through enough? Hasn't she been catfished enough? But, you know, like she said in the tell-all, they've been together for 7 years in her mind. So maybe she's just not willing to let go. Maybe she just really does love him that much. And, you know, their love is going to stand all the test of time.
Oh, the chat roll wants to give Jenny a big old hug. I think we all do.
Yeah.
And I'm always glad that she has Christina there with her. And apparently Christina was along on that shopping trip, her daughter.
Nakia says, what in the gumball machine ring is that? $100?
Good one, guys. Love it. Well, if you guys are sick of all these names that we've heard a million times that we've been talking about for months now, lying, telling the truth, getting together, getting broken up, the whole spiel. If you are so over them, we have good news for you. Because season 7 starts on November 3rd, yes. And Linda has got all the juicy deets on the brand new cast. We really want to hear you guys' thoughts on this, so make sure you keep chatting in the chat room.
Guys, there are so many new cast members, and last night we got to meet a few of them, which was really, really exciting. They seem like they're going to bring the drama like 1,000%. And what I like seeing about them up front is seeing them before everything blows up, before they get into all the 90 days. Like, how are they coping? What are they expecting? All of that stuff. And they all seem to be really, really excited about their new season. So let's get into it. So first we have here Tanya and Sinjin. We know that she's 29 and he is also 29. And she flew to South Africa to meet a man she connected with on a dating app. So that's him. And he was a bartender. He won her heart. And
that sorry to interrupt, but I actually believe that she was there to meet that guy and then ended up seeing Sinjin at the bar. Very scandalous, Linda. Maybe they didn't mention that to you as part of their story, but that is true.
Well, however it was, they had an instant connection, and now they are trying to make the next steps to becoming a couple, which I think is great. And then we have, do we have a picture of Sasha and Emily? And if we don't, then I can just talk about them.
We're looking at Juliana and Michael right here.
Okay, well, let's go Juliana and Michael. Michael's 41 and Juliana's 23. She's a Brazilian model. They met at a yacht party in Croatia. And after initially trying to get her over on a visa, he got denied. So now he is going to try to file for the K-1 visa. He apparently lives a bachelor lifestyle, and he has some children, an ex-wife, and Juliana is going to have some drama when she comes over, if she comes over. So they should be an interesting couple. They've been hitting the social media news a lot just with their background and what her intentions are. So it should be interesting to see this couple in this new season. We do also have Jasmine and Blake.
The chat is immediately weary of a Brazilian model. I don't blame them.
Jasmine and Blake, we met them last night, and guys, they are adorable. We already have fallen in love with these two. And Blake's 29, Jasmine 27, and they met on a dating app, and Blake proposed to her the second time he visited her in Finland. So we're going to see that whole thing pan out. But what's great is that Blake's a local. He's from Los Angeles. And so they're here, and they're here to hang out, and it's going to be a really great season with them, and maybe we can have them come in since they're local.
That would be great.
Yeah, so there are some other couples, Marcel and Anna, Natalie and Mike, Robert and Annie, and Sasha and Emily. So a whole huge new crew. And I think that we should take a look at the clip and go from there if you guys haven't seen the clip yet.
All right, we definitely haven't because this is an exclusive, right?
That's
right. That was aired last night. Or not aired.
Top Squad!
This is Sinjin's first time in the States. It's real now. It's reality.
There's so much to figure out in 90 days.
I'm so excited for this.
I'm excited too.
I am going to be Sasha's third wife, and this is his third child with another woman, but we're gonna last.
A lot of people may think I'm an old, sleazy, rich guy going after a beautiful young model from Brazil.
1996.
Your birth year.
Who's that, Bryson?
Annie!
Annie and I only spent 8 hours together in the Dominican Republic. Right then and there, I asked to marry.
You know who's located in the center of my heart? You are.
Why in the world would this woman from Ukraine be interested in a guy like me?
You decided to come here, baby?
I cannot wait.
Oh my God.
I never expected to date a model.
It may look like you have nothing in common, but Jasmine and I are meant to be together.
What's up? Oh.
No, you're not.
The language barrier is going to be pretty tough.
How do you feel that you're here?
I meant to kiss you.
Toast to Annie's world, wow. Rotten Crybaby, who wants everything.
It's one day in your life. One day you get married.
No, it's like as you talk and it's like cha-ching, cha-ching.
Do you feel insulted?
The visa interview was bad. They asked me if I have been working as a prostitute the last 10 years.
What's that make me, a pimp?
No, she's not a prostitute.
Don't you think you should tell his family about your sons before you get married?
I don't know how much Marcel's really in love with my mom.
I just don't want to go to the party tonight.
I don't fit in with Blake and his friends.
No, stupid, you're supposed to be there.
I think I'm going.
All right, go.
Would you call this a soulmate type of relationship?
I don't have that full soulmate feeling.
I think what's good about a prenup is you decide, like, the terms.
That sounds great. Wow.
So it's done in happy
time. So positive. I'm not signing prenup.
Sasha's first ex-wife is really crazy.
Я не хочу, чтобы ты уезжал. Познакомился со второй женой. Она забеременела, и он пришел ко мне, говорит, мне нужен развод. Тоже ушел. Пришел третий, Эмили.
I need to go outside for a bit.
So guys, crazy, crazy, crazy.
That's so much more than we've seen online, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where did you get this, Linda?
It's sent directly from TLC and sneak peek. And it's exclusive here on AfterBuzz TV, guys. Amazing, the drama. I mean,
you're welcome.
8 hours? 8 hours, guys? Would you propose after 8 hours? Wow.
My gosh. So what was your FaceTime like with these folks?
It was great, actually. We got to meet Sinjin. We've got to meet Jasmine and Blake were there last night. So they had a TLC mixer last night, guys. And some of us went and talked to the cast. And we're excited. They seem super down to earth and really, really nice. But, you know, they're going to also bring the drama.
Well, that is what we expect. The chat room doesn't really seem to know what to think about all this. Cindy said, interesting storylines. Lily's just, oh, wow. Cindy cannot wait for the drama. And Selwong said, one of the guys kind of reminds him of Colt. We know that's not a compliment in this 90-day fiancé world. And one couple that I think we all sort of thought we may see on an upcoming season is Florian and Stacy. Okay, Darcy's twin sis and her, I always have to think about it, Darcy's twin sis Stacy and her fiance, who she's been with for nearly 4 years, Florian. All right, it seemed like these two were going strong. Seemed like they were good when we saw them hanging out with Darcy and Tom in Albania. Yeah. However, few days ago, she scrubbed her social media of any reference of him. All photos gone. She also unfollowed Florian. Not only that, but rumors that they have split and that he cheated appear to be absolutely true, because check out what Stacy posted and then quickly deleted, of course, on Instagram using hashtag I deserve better than this, hashtag enjoy your girl in Florida, hashtag liar. I mean, she went in on this guy and basically spilled all the piping hot tea. So it is all over for Stacy and Florian, and WTF was that guy thinking, because he messed everything up now.
Right. We wanted him on 90 days. We wanted them on 90 days and doing a little twin something or other. I thought that would be really, really interesting. But I'm not surprised, you know, if she wanted to do this and then she had a little bit of TV time and maybe, you know, the pressure of the two or maybe the 15 minutes got to him and, you know, he thought he had a lot more options.
Yeah, I think he did. Well, was Darcy at the event last night?
Darcy was at the event last night.
How's she doing?
She's doing strong. She's doing good, guys. She was really happy to be there, happy to be in LA. She was hanging out with Tim, and the two of them were really buddy-buddy, and it was good to see them.
She's been talking about moving to LA.
Yes, with her kids.
Is that happening?
It is happening.
Soon?
She didn't say how soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering if that would be part of, you know, a big spinoff.
Could be. TLC can do so many things right now.
Fingers crossed.
But that would be great.
That would be absolutely awesome. And on that note, we're going to turn our attention to something a little bit darker. Warning here, we are going to chat a little bit about the abuse allegations that Fernanda has hurled at Jonathan. We touched on this last week. She has been advertising this speaking engagement where she is talking about women's empowerment. And she has profiled herself on that flyer as someone who is a survivor of domestic abuse and who is known for telling her domestic abuse story to thousands of women, and that's how she's gotten their admiration, which, as we all talked about last week, we were a little confused by. We had not heard of previous abuse allegations between the two of them besides her saying that he mistreated her, I think was the word she had used before. However, I spoke with Jonathan personally for a very long time at the end of last week and got his take on all of this, and what he told me will put you on the floor. So, little story time here. While they were still together, Jonathan and Fernanda, they attended a party with a lot of his friends. A lot of his friends apparently are lawyers, and there was a judge, and Fernanda was asking them, so what kind of work do you guys do? And the judge was telling her, well, we see a lot of VAWA cases, which is the Violence Against Women Act, which allows an immigrant to possibly secure a green card if they have been abused by a U.S. citizen. Jonathan says, as soon as Fernanda learned about this law, she turned to him and jokingly said, see, babe, I don't need you. His friends were all there as witnesses, and since their breakup, she has been pushing what he calls a false abuse narrative with the intentions of getting a green card through this VAWA Act. What else did he say? He said lots of juicy things. Don't want to blow them all up here. You guys should check out our exclusive report from last Friday. I also spoke to another source very close to Jonathan in the situation who alleges that Fernanda was caught sexting with other women. Apparently, Jonathan saw this and was shocked, and when he confronted her, she cried and apologized, which became sort of a common occurrence in their marriage. Mm-hmm. It was sad to talk to Jonathan because he really, I genuinely believe, as he was telling me this, that he tried to give Fernanda the world. He, you know, got her a new computer and modeling classes. And when he paid for her breast implants back in Mexico, he said, that wasn't my idea. The show kind of portrayed that as something that he was pushing for. He didn't want anything to do with it. And she also, unbeknownst to him, had her cheeks done at that time on his dime as well. And then once she was here in the U.S., he even provided like $20,000 for her to start a business, which she quickly lost interest in. And just, she was always pushing that move to Chicago, which we did see on the show. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan revealed to me that was always part of the plan. He wasn't refusing to do that. Chicago is his hometown. And in fact, he has relocated back to Chicago now. She just sort of refused to wait for it to happen. And as far as any cheating allegations, with I think she kind of tried to bring up towards the end of their relationship, he says all that was after they broke up. Yeah, he DM'd some girls after they broke up, but he never cheated on her. He never laid a hand on her. And he's really distraught by these things being out there. He kept saying if even only 2% of people believe it, it's 2% too many, and was really eager to clear his name. So that is that was my conversation, in my opinion, a very honest, sincere conversation that I had with Jonathan. I have reached out to Fernanda and asked for her to respond, which she expressed interest in, but have not heard from her in a day or two. So if she does want to respond to anything that Jonathan has said, she can absolutely do that. And I will encourage her to do that right here on this show.
I just think that if that's the case and that is true, and we don't know, like they say, saying in the live chat, is a he said versus she said.
Right.
But if she is indeed doing that and falsely accusing him to get a green card, shame on her, because there are women that suffer through abuse, and it's not something to make light of. It's not something to use as a stepping stone in order to stay in a country. I just think it's wrong. That's my personal opinion. And if it's true, then, you know, that's a whole other story.
Absolutely. I'm just checking my notes to make sure that I gave you guys all the scoop there. And I believe that I did. So it's great to get everyone else's thoughts on that as well.
Yeah. I'm wondering what they're thinking in the live chat. Definitely weigh in, guys.
Yes, do that. I think I have a little bit of a lag over here, but I know you guys are all there. And on that note, let's move on to something that really isn't a whole lot brighter. However, does deal with another couple of the past. Let's talk Colt and Larissa. And is another cast member, not Colt or Larissa, but that I spoke with. So you guys may have noticed, I will start at the beginning, you guys may have seen this pop up over the last few days on social media, a ghost account claiming that Colt is working in cahoots with Vanessa, who he may or may not be dating, who is a fan of the show and had been reaching out to him for quite a while, even while he was married to Larissa. And he allegedly has been working with her. He and Vanessa are behind those harassing texts that Larissa thought were from Eric that we've been talking about for a couple weeks here. And that Colt's whole motive is to cause an emotional breakdown for Larissa, which he believes would get police involved and then in some way, shape, or form would get her deported because she's still under probation. Her domestic violence cases are still open. So these are the kind of text messages that Larissa had been getting that she blamed Eric for. But a cast member who I spoke with directly today, who would like to remain anonymous but who is very close to the situation, said that is absolutely what is going down, that Colt is working with Vanessa, and that he used some kind of, I think he is like kind of a tech wizard, right? So he used some kind of bots to like program these fake phone calls that Larissa was getting, and that his whole motive again is to just sort of drive her crazy, thinking that she'll go crazy and that she'll end up getting deported. So I mean, it's crazy. And to frame Eric on top of it, Eric, who, you know, we've all kind of had enough of, but apparently wasn't sending these horrible texts and videos. And Larissa has said outrightly several times, and she went on Instagram Live, I believe, last night and said, this Vanessa woman has threatened to leak her nude photos, that Vanessa has a lot of communication between Colt and Larissa and all the photos, and that she, as many times, has said that she's going to put them out there. So there it is. Colt and Vanessa. Bonnie and Clyde, apparently.
I will follow up with this story as well, because as I was coming to the studio, I have some voice memos from Larissa directly, and I haven't been able to listen to them yet, but when I do, I will definitely forward on it and see what else is going on with this story.
Yes. And again, my source is very, very, very close to the situation, is a cast member, and can absolutely be believed about what's going on with Larissa. So let's move on. Oh my gosh, I keep wanting to move on from this negative stuff. One more thing. Ashley confirmed to In Touch. I know this is your story, but it's one line. Ashley confirmed to In Touch that she dropped the PFA against Jay. And, you know, we all know they're hanging out together. So tell us where they might be hanging out at, Linda.
So you can hang out with a bunch of 90 Day cast members, including David and Annie and Ashley. A whole bunch of them. They are traveling or planning a trip to the DR, and they are inviting everyone. You guys are all invited. We're all invited to join them. And it's this November, I think it's 8th or 5th through the 7th, something like that. What I thought was interesting is that you can hang out in the DR, guys, with a bunch of the 90 Day cast members, but then Jay is also having something with Larissa in Las Vegas from the 11th on. So your whole November can be planned, guys. You can go to the DR, and then you can go to Vegas and party it up. Whoop-a-doop.
Yeah, David and Annie, Ashley, you guys remember Molly from back in the day, Corey, they are all going to be in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it was cheap too. I think it was like $400 without airfare or something. Like, so
yeah, $399.
Get in on it, guys. Well, you all were very vocal last week about what you didn't want to see, and that was a college edition of 90 Day Fiancé. And I think Linda has some good news for you all.
So I talked directly to the president last night, and he confirms that college edition is a fake. It was not posted by TLC, and they will not be doing a college edition, and that posting has been taken down now. So guys, no college frat 90 day stuff is happening over at TLC.
Not a TLC, but so clearly there's some production company that's trying to get something similar going on. They clearly have a lot less money because part of their, what they were looking for was people that were specifically in the U.S. already. That's why they were looking for students. So maybe a copycat show?
So what my understanding is from the president is that it's a no-go. Like, they shut the whole thing down.
Oh!
So they were trying to benefit off of TLC's name. And, you know, this is a franchise, and it's an exclusive franchise for TLC. So I don't think whoever this unnamed production company is going to have a show anything like
Our 90
Days.
Well, that's a major tidbit there, that TLC shut it down.
So they shut down the posting.
Yes.
So that was from him directly.
Dang. But maybe, and fingers crossed on this one, will we be getting a celebrity edition of 90 Day Fiancé? You guys, guess which very seasoned reality star and Danity Kane singer says she would love for TLC to do a celeb edition, and she is ready to sign up. You're looking at her right there, Aubrey O'Day. The showstopper herself. We've seen her on X on the Beach, dating, famously single. What else? She has been on pretty much any and every dating show, Marriage Boot Camp. She's done them all, and she wants 90 Day Fiancé Celebrity Edition to be next. She had this really funny quote about, you know, if I see all these women on that show with their little Moroccan, like, cute boys, I want to get one too. And, like, if all the guys can go to Colombia and get a hot chico, why can't I go and get a man there? So, you know, political correctness aside, Aubrey is ready to date abroad.
I think it would be a great idea. Hear that, TLC? Another great idea. Go for it.
Let's check in with the chat roll a little bit. They want to know if the family Chantal is coming back. There's not been news that I have discovered as far as that goes.
And I don't have any updates as well, guys. But as soon as we find out, we will definitely let you guys know.
DM Ismail said, no, Aubrey, no, enough of her and reality shows, LOL. And Susan said, yep, me too, not into that one. Celebrity edition, really? Yeah, guys, I think it could be fun. Oh, someone else is talking about the family Chantal. I mean, we're going to keep you guys posted, but I think it would be quite a while until we know on that one.
Yeah.
Any other juicy scoop there, Linda?
That's it. That's all the juicy scoop I got from last night. But it was really eye-opening, and I just love everything about 90 Days and TLC now. I'm obsessed.
Awesome. Well, are we obsessed with this couple? Let's take a moment and play a little round of Do We Ship It? We really need your guys' help here, so make sure you are chiming in. This is the game where we tell you, give you one of the 90 Day couples, and tell you, are they shipped for life, as in, like, in a relationship, or are we shipping them out? Time to break up, head to Splitsville, okay? And I think it only appropriate, since I saw you plastered all over the internet with him today, Linda, that we talk about Tim and Jennifer, because I assume you had some sort of a juicy conversation with him. So before we weigh in, why don't you tell us if you found anything out?
There was no juicy conversation, actually, with Tim. We kind of kept it PC because he was still in his season, so he didn't say much about Jennifer, but he did say that it was his first time in LA and he wants to come back and he's having a great time. Now, do I think that I'm shipping them together? I don't think these two make it, so I'm shipping them out. I think that it's done, to be honest. That's the vibe I got. That's not an official word, guys, but I think that they're not going to make this whole long, loving relationship last.
Nope, I'm shipping them out, too. I think these two were both very willing reality stars. I think they're making the most out of it. I did enjoy watching them, but they're going to be a one and done.
Yep.
For sure.
So we're in agreement.
And it just didn't really even seem like they liked each other all that much. To be honest with you, I like them both, but it didn't seem like they liked each other.
Yeah, I mean, and the chemistry seemed to have been off, right? So you have 2 weeks in the DR and it's all romantic and all of that, but nothing happens. That's an interesting way to be.
Ronnie said, ship them out to sea. Kat said, ship out. Cindy, out, 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 out. Tim and Jennifer make Deb uncomfortable. Diane's shipping them out too. So is Nakia, Stacy, Darshini. Oh, everybody.
Yeah, everyone's out for it.
Nobody's buying Tim and Jennifer.
Someone said, oh, they're a mismatch Yep.
That's a great way to put it. Absolutely. They are a mismatch. Oh, man, you guys, it has been so great hanging out with you all. What is Tim's issue in the bedroom? When will we find out what it is? Ronnie wants to know. He did give an interview last night to, I believe it was Entertainment Tonight, and said, you know, it's just, it's really important, and I want to be in love, and it's like a whole relationship thing, and building, and commitment.
I mean, that says it all then. Obviously, he's not in love, so they don't make up.
Ooh, full circle right here with this one, Linda. And that wraps up our 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly for the week. There's a lot to cover here, and we really appreciate you guys joining us live. If you've discovered us afterward, no biggie, please come back Wednesday nights at 4 p.m., maybe 4:15-ish. Pacific time right here on AfterBuzz Reality TV, and join the live chat. And also, everybody who's there, do not go anywhere. Linda, tell them why.
Guys, we have more 90 Day greatness tonight. We're doing Before the 90 Days, and we are doing part one of the tell-all. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stick around for all of that. And where can they hit you up, Linda?
Guys, all across social media, Linda is so girly.
I love it. And I would love if you guys would reach out to me at Christy Reports. Please also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Christy Reports. And come back here and join us live Wednesday nights. We'd love to see you. Keep taking in all the juice and enjoy part two of the tell-all. We'll be back next week to talk about it.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.